Is that...
Yeah, because I'm...
Okay. So we are starting. Just, I can see it coming out. So I'm Liz Kreider-Reed, and today is March 4th, and we are at Pride Park. And you are?
Mark Owens, Sr. I'm a resident here at Norwood and have been since 1963. I moved here originally from Fort Knox, Kentucky. And I would like to give a little insight what goes on in Norwood from the past to the present. One of our detrimental waste products was the gas company on on Prospect Street. The gas company has been a failure to the neighborhood with the soot and the cancer deaths in the neighborhood, which is around 85%. I can't say specifically due to the gas company, but I'm sure it has a big part in it. And also, Norwood at one time was a vibrant fruit plantation at one time. This is all back in the 1800s, early 1800s, 60s, 70s, 80s. And I believe due to the contamination from the gas company, we have no fruit trees in this neighborhood anymore. None. I grew up here at Pride Community Center. At the time, it was just a one-room schoolhouse. And I played in this one-room schoolhouse every day, every day. This was a neighborhood vibrant with kids. And I knew some of the kids on every street up until just a few years ago. And I'm 65 years old. Maybe I shouldn't have said that, but anyway. But and the smells in this neighborhood back in the day was like sulfur from the gas company. And it was a smell that was, some mornings it would be so bad that you really couldn't breathe, and you had to shut your windows up in order to keep the smell out your house. And it was quite a few things that went on with the gas company. When they had a sonic boom, and what I mean by that is when moisture or water hit the red hot coke, it would make a big boom, and you could hear it all the way to Sherman Drive from the gas company. But Norwood was a vibrant neighborhood, and things have changed to a point where a lot of people don't even know your neighbors. And there's one street in this neighborhood, particularly Terrace Street, there's only one original homeowner on that street. One. So, you know, Norwood was established in the 1860s by the Civil War veterans of the 28 Color Regiment and free slaves, which at one time was called Love Town. I'm sorry, Freetown. Excuse me, called Freetown. And we have some of our direct descendants in this neighborhood, which is Papa, which would turn 104 on the 6th of this month. And Miss Flanora Frazier, which is her grandfather, is a direct descendant of the Civil War veterans. And Miss Flanora, I think, is around 94 years old. But overall, this neighborhood is a good neighborhood. The transitioning from then until now is a big change. And the smells, the sights, and everything has just went away. Every day on these streets, there was kids on the street every day throughout the whole neighborhood playing. That's gone. And I know for a fact that you have a lot of undocumented people in this neighborhood that don't participate in what we got going on in this neighborhood. And also, we've never had the slumlords that we have now in this neighborhood. But overall, this is a good neighborhood, and I wouldn't live anywhere else at this time. So, and it's appalling that something wasn't done as far as the gas company to preserve some of this neighborhood, you know, as we're trying to do at this present time. So thank you for listening, and I will research some more and give you some more information.
Bye. Can I ask a few more questions?
Yes, you may.
Yeah, no, that's wonderful. I'm curious. I know, obviously, after the Coke plant closed and the whole establishment of the Justice Center, there was some kind of neighborhood advocacy to try to block that, and also to block the mortuary, the coroner's office being put in. Were you involved in any
yes,
of those
I was.
Advocacy efforts?
I was in that meeting, and it was a real intense meeting because I don't believe the city recognized heritage and preserve. And one incident would be where they're trying to put the Indy 11 stadium. Norwood was actually the piece of land that they wanted to put the crematory on, and someone correct me if I'm wrong, and the Forensic Center, that was founded in the 1860s by a free slave that also owned property, I believe, on Pennsylvania, either Delaware. So, and then we had some people from downtown make a statement, well, there's nothing but weeds there. That manure was weeds. You know what I'm saying? I played in those weeds. I played hide and go seek in those weeds. I rode bike trails in those weeds. And that stuff I remember as a little boy, even a young man, because I still ride bicycle now and I'm a lot older. But yes, I was involved in that, and they tried their best to put that in there. And what was so appalling and so interesting was some of the little kids in the neighborhood, they said, "You mean to tell me we can go down the street and see dead people?" So I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back as far as them wanting to continue to put that on that site down there.
And one of the parts of this exhibit, or one of the things we're trying to hold in mind, is that some of it is really centering community voice about the impact of living with this contamination over your life. But we also want to highlight the work that generations of people have been doing in the neighborhoods to try to make them healthy and to push back against that. Can you speak a little bit to what either you yourself have seen or experienced, either in that, you know, the impacts of the harm and also the environmental advocacy side?
The environmental harm, as I've seen it personally, was we had plenty growth of fruit trees. We had some of the soot that would settle on your cars, would take the paint off your cars. And we had no environmental help from the environmental people to assess what was going on in this neighborhood and the Fountain Square Twin Air neighborhood. There was no notice of any harmful substance coming out of the gas company, but we know if soot settles on your car and it takes the paint off your car, there's a problem. And we had no environmental help from the health department or anything else after that. And it was appalling because they knew, and not everybody else knew. And far as health-wise, I trained for the Olympics for 4 years, and I would run 10 miles a day within this neighborhood. And I wasn't affected at the time, and that was from 73 to 77, but I developed follicular lymphoma cancer. And I would say, unfactually, but I could say that I think that the inhaling of the soot caused my cancer and a lot of other people's cancer in this neighborhood. I advocated a lot of voices from a lot of people that I went to school with, their parents died of cancer in this neighborhood. And I wanted to take pictures and videos of each house and comments from each person, but they kind of shied away because sometimes people do illegal activities that prohibit them from showing their face. So I kind of drew back on that. But 85% of the people that died in Norwood from 1973 to present day, I think it was, well, it was from cancer. So that was one environmental damage that it done to a lot of people. My mother, my father, the people next door to us, everybody on my street died of cancer. Everybody, it was like 10 people. And throughout the whole neighborhood. So, but I think the EPA, and they need to monitor these discharges from these big companies a lot better. And for the government, leave us some green space. Indy 11, every time they dig, they're pulling up bones. Let it be. Make a park. Let them sit on it rather than keep digging it. I don't know. It's a government greed.
You've already shared so much rich stuff. Your connection, I love when you said the thing about the city didn't recognize the heritage. When you think of the heritage of Norwood, what comes to mind? What do you think?
Well, my great-grandfather was a slave. He came here from Europe in 1852 as a slave. And we believe that he took on the slave owner's name, which was a Greek name, Van Cleef. So the heritage is Norwood was established by free slaves and 28 regiment of the color regiment of the Civil War. And so the heritage, Norwood is the heritage, which they descended from Fountain Square to Norwood and they established. And just two doors over, I would say Papa, he'll be 104, 106. And this was a almost like the Indiana Avenue. That's what it's almost like, you know what I'm saying? Because Indiana Avenue had a lot of heritage, but there was no one to hold on to it because a lot of descendants in the slave and the family members become deceased, and there was no one to take it over. Well, we're trying to build our heritage and put it in the future. So that's why I'm saying it. Norwood was built on free slaves in the 28th Color Regiment of the Civil War in 1860s. So it means a lot. There was a place right down the street here, was a salt hill. They called it a salt hill. It was granular salt that they put on the street, and it was higher than this community center. It was about high as that tree out there. And we used to ride down that on a bicycle when I was little. And that it was so many good things in this neighborhood. Somebody, we knew somebody on every street. The only thing that was, and we still knew, from Madeira to Sherman was School 21. And from Madeira to Vanderman was School 64, which is over in Barrington. But we knew everybody, we mingled. I knew everybody on every street. And some good memories were back in the day where Halloween, there would be hundreds of people. I'm talking about even Brian, the Norwood Association president, she would dress up. Me and my wife would dress up. Now, on Halloween, I had four people come to my house. So it's inevitable things are going to change, but I would encourage people to learn their neighbor, know their neighbor, get along with their neighbor, you know, and quit being greedy for us green space, you know, because we got Habitat for Humanity in the neighborhood. We got these new houses down here, excuse me. And nobody knows nobody because they knew about these meetings, you know. So, but Norwood's a good place to live.
Yeah, I know from talking with Kayla Austin that there's an incredible history of holding onto property and passing it through the generations, which has given this, you know, continuity of elders and shared heritage. It's pretty remarkable and quite different from Indiana Avenue, where, you know, there was such disbursement because of urban renewal and all the other forces.
Right. And Kayla was right on a lot of stuff. And some stuff she just needs a little help with. Specifically about when was Norwood was established, you know, it was 1860s, not 1872. But you can pull it up YouTube and ask, when was Norwood established in Indianapolis, and it will tell you. And that's been verified several times by the media and everybody else. But Norwood's heritage is the greater thing of it is the descendants and the people that live in Norwood, Some of these kids in here now, I remember when their mother and father was born, you know, so to me that means a lot. I raised my kids up in this community center. Brian was an intricate part in bringing a lot of these children up. And Sheila Bridgeforth, which was in this community center when I was coming up, she taught me a lot, respect, discipline. So did Brian. Brian is, she loves kids. She's got to love kids. Anytime you take a day camp and take it to your house, you got to love kids. So that's what kind of neighborhood this is. And I went around and helped set up tables and chairs, food, done everything else because I have a bunch of kids I love. So I like to see kids mingle. I don't care what color you are. We all hurt. We all have pain. We all, you know, that's what it's going to be. So.
Was there anything in imagining, you know, an exhibit about this history here, hopefully this summer, what is it that you would want people to walk away understanding? Like if there's one thing they took away with them, what would that be for you?
One thing, and the most important thing that people try to do, but you will never be able to do it, is erase history. History is always going to be, whether you hear it or you don't hear it, history is always going to be here. Whether it's from slavery to the Klan to whatever, history is always going to be here. And the history I would like to people to take away from Norwood, that is a community with pride. And we pride in our community and our neighbors. We try to get along and the growth from the 1860s until today, it is a large pill to swallow for some, but the fact is Norwood has plenty of history, and it's always going to be here. It will never die. So that's what I would like people to take away, the goodness of Norwood.
Hey, where'd my sister go?
Thank you. That's really profound.
Mm-hmm.
I had never ever thought to ask this. I mean, you spoke about community with pride, and this is Pride Park. Has it always been called Pride Park? Do you know, is it a family name, Pride, or is it
I really can't answer that question, but it's Pride Community Center, or people use Pride Park. You can pull it up either way and it'll come up. Mm-hmm. But if you look at look at some of the plaques that's on the poles that surround the neighborhood, community with pride. That's what it says, community with pride. So we incorporated that years and years ago. So it's something that we threw in there that's really stuck. Now, I don't know how it's written downtown exactly. Uh-huh. Pride Community Center, I think it is. But we used to have skating parties in here, parties. I mean, you never had no fighting. You had everybody loved everybody. I met my first sweetheart in here. I didn't say that, did I? Yes. I was in eighth grade. Anyway, it is a good thing for this neighborhood. And we are a community with pride. And you see what we and Derek loves his kids. He does a lot with them. Gwen does a lot with them. We have a lot of community interaction with a lot of these children. And you wasn't here last Saturday, but I'm finally trying to reach out to the Hispanic people to have them involved in it. But like I say, a lot of them's undocumented and they don't want to be involved. And we're not looking out to send anybody nowhere, you know. We just want you to be involved, you know. But they don't. And we have a lot of blacks that don't either. So I think when they start complaining, then you need to come to the meeting and find out what's going on. Put your thought out there.
Well, it's an honor to speak with you.
I'm so glad. And if I think anything else, I could go on with some more. I know I'm missing a little bit, but.
No, you have some great things, and this will. We want to tell the stories that are meaningful to the specific neighborhoods, but we also want to connect those stories across the city, because it's not just one place. There's all, you know, different kinds and different contaminants, but it's also based on a lot of the same underlying structural issues.
I think a lot of the slowdown on rebuilding, because we're supposed to be getting a new community center, but I think the EPA probably has done soil samples to show that the ground is probably contaminated, which a lot of it is, because when we try to do a community garden, we couldn't dig. Because it was hot spots there, and throughout the whole neighborhood was hot spots because of the contamination from the gas company. So we dumped dirt on top, plastic and dirt on top, and it showed fruitful. You know, there was no contamination in any other product that was grown. But I think that is part of the problem. But I'm just looking at, we haven't had nothing here in Norwood since 1973, Forest Community Centers. All the other surrounding parks, has got new parks, new everything. Norwood, this is what we had, right? That we haven't had nothing. So I think it's time for Norwood to expand Forest. It's not for me, it's for the kids and for the generation of kids coming up. So because, as you can see, there's a handful of kids in here now, but normally 40, 50 kids in here. It's packed.
A lot of energy just with each few. I can't imagine what that is like.
I'm serious.
Okay. Well, again, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm going to stop the recorder now.